Hello, this is Priscilla Rice, and I'm coming to you from Live Oak Recording Studio. This week, we're going to have a rebroadcast of one of our earlier classic podcasts. We hope you enjoy it, and thanks so much for listening. Episode number 730, Time and Money.
You're listening to the official BNI podcast with BNI founder and chief visionary officer, Dr. Ivan Meisner. Stay tuned for networking and referral marketing tips from the man who's been called the father of modern networking, along with suggestions and insights into getting the most from your membership in the world's largest networking organization, BNI.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the official BNI podcast. I'm Priscilla Rice, and I'm coming to you from Live Oak Recording Studio in Berkeley, California, and I'm joined on the phone today by the founder and the chief visionary officer of BNI, Dr. Ivan Meisner. Hello, Ivan. How are you, and where are you?
I am still zooming all over the world, doing a lot of events. I've done a lot of live podcasts, India. I did a couple of Clubhouse events, Breakfast for Champions. I did a Clubhouse, and I popped into a Northern Virginia chapter to give an award because they created the Ivan Award, like the Oscars, except it's called the Ivan. And so I had to just drop in and congratulate them on the first winners of the Ivan Award, and that was the Northern Virginia chapter. With Leslie Hutchinson. So been going around.
That sounds great.
Today I have back a guest who's been on once before, Shirley Town. Shirley also in the past has owned and operated an ADT home security franchise for 16 years. She joined BNI in 2014 to replace the business that she lost from the Yellow Pages. I want to hear a little about that, Shirley. And she never looked back. Shirley's been an executive director in the Midlands of South Carolina for 4 years, and she doubled her region in the first 2 years. She's launched 20 chapters. Shirley was named BNI USA Director, Executive Director of the Year in 2020, and this is her second time as a guest on BNI podcast. Shirley, welcome back.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Tell me about that $5,000 a month you spent on the Yellow Pages.
So we spent $5,000 every single month. We did it for probably 5 years. It took us a while to get to number, you know, the first page in the Yellow Pages. I was so proud, but it was only profitable after that for like a year. We hung on to it, you know, but the calls just dwindled and I needed something to replace it because that's how we made a living.
Yeah.
And so you know, I heard about BNI and I kind of invited myself and went to the chapter. There were 36 people there. I stood up to speak and my voice cracked like I was 5 years old. I was so nervous. It was nothing but a bunch of suits, just a few women in the room. That chapter today is now 150 members. So
wow.
It definitely is more intimidating now than it was then, for sure. But yeah, fun stuff. Right. But it totally replaced BNI, did what I wanted it to do. In 2 years, I was at the level of what my highest level of what I was doing when I was doing the Yellow Pages.
Well, we're going to talk a little bit about the concept of time and money and how it applies in your BNI membership. But here's an interesting question I'd like to pose to the listeners, because I think you know the answer, Shirley. If a BNI membership, the Yellow Pages cost you $5,000 a month, if a BNI membership cost you $5,000 a month, how would you be participating differently?
Oh, golly. Can you imagine the intensity?
Yes. And it doesn't cost that much. So maybe we should be participating intensely so that we can be making that kind of money. And that's your topic for today. So let me hand it over to you. What are you, the major considerations?
You know, Ivan, it is the topic. But when you put it like that, my goodness, my intentionality should have been even more than it was. Anyway, that is, I mean, I guess on some level I knew it because obviously I wrote that check every month. But when I think about that, it's just crazy to think about. But yeah, that's exactly it. You know, I started being the visitor. I started sitting in on visitors' days on the visitor orientation. And every time I did, you know, I could tell the hesitancy to join was over two major items, time and money. Our limited resources. We all have limited resources when it comes to time and money. And so you do want to be a good steward of both of those. And I don't know, it took me maybe 6 or 7 visitors days to realize that every time I heard the objection of time or money, it just dawned on me. Isn't it ironic? Because those two reasons are the reason why I do BNI today, 6 years after that whole Yellow Page saga, 7 years actually, going on 7 years, those are the reasons I do it. There's no better use of my time or my money when it comes to BNI. So when I'm talking to visitors, I say that. I was like, I just like to get it right out and say, most of you are thinking, is this a good use of my time and money? And, you know, those are the two hesitations or the considerations that we hear. And I want to address both of those because those, you know, 7 years later are the reason why I do BNI. There's no better use of my time and there's no better use of my money. Obviously, you know, what's the investment of time? So I always want to lay that out and say, you know, we've got this 90-minute meeting. A very smart person once told me that if you treat BNI like your best customer, BNI will become your best customer. Mm-hmm. Block it off on your schedule and count it as, you know, like the time with your best client. So I think that was a big mindset change for me. But you look at that and you just think about the use of your time. And then obviously in BNI, we like to have what we call one-to-ones. And Ivan, as you have said a million times, that's really where the magic of BNI happens. The meeting is amazing and I always learn a tidbit here or there, but when I connect with an individual on a one-to-one basis, that's how I learn how to be a better referral partner. I learn, you know, who their golden goose referral partners are, you know, who can I connect them with that will feed them for life. So those are the two major time commitments, is the meeting and the one-to-ones. And those are the times that I enjoy in my work week. And those are the most productive times of my work week. And then when I look at the investment in BNI, I think Ivan said it well. I mean, you know, it is such a small investment for most of us. It's, you know, obviously under $1,000 for the year. And it's just crazy to think about the fact that I was paying $5,000 a month just to get leads, because that's what those were. They were leads. Yeah. You know, they were calling 2 or 3 other people out of the Yellow Pages. But when I get a referral from BNI, it's a personal introduction where somebody has already said, this is the person you need to speak to. So I would dare say that when you think about the use of your time and your money, there's no better use than BNI. Like, you're not going to find anything that will compare to it. And, you know, you just want to think about what you do as a profession and how many referrals it's going to take to break even. And, you know, most of our members do that in a month or two.
Yeah. So, you know, what do you say to the people? I mean, I've got a thought on this, but I'd like to hear what you say to people who say, yeah, but it takes out, you know, it's a 90-minute meeting. And then if it's in person, I've got to drive to it. I got to drive back. And you got phone calls and, oh my goodness, then you want me to do one-to-ones, you know, what do you say to those people?
Yeah, I say that you'll learn that there isn't a better use of your time. Yeah. Where can you go and, you know, knock out a meal and hang out with like-minded individuals that are really kind of in the same position that you are?
Yeah.
Is that, you know, business can be lonely when you're an entrepreneur, and when you hang out with other people that are going through what you go through, it's very uplifting. But you also, where else can you hang out with 20 or 30 people or 40 people, whatever your chapter size is, that are going to be out there intentionally looking for opportunities for you? I mean, I think about social media. Somebody asks for, you know, somebody to take down a tree, and you look and there's 9 or 10 recommendations and they're all BNI people. You know, it's like we dominate social media when it comes to that kind of stuff.
Yeah. You may, you know, and you may be in business alone, but you don't have to be, you do not have to be alone in business if you're in BNI.
Absolutely.
Build a powerful network. I think that's so important. And I tell people, look, you know, no matter what, it's going to take you time. It takes time to build a business. you're going to spend time cold calling. You're going to spend time going out and, you know, maybe talking to your existing clients to get referrals. You're going to do advertising. I've got nothing wrong with advertising, but advertising costs money. And, oh, how do you make the money? Well, you make the money by spending a lot of time doing direct selling. And so to me, networking is so much easier than direct selling. And it's a great use of your time because it truly is about farming, not hunting. And yes. When you're direct selling, you're out there hunting.
Yes.
Yeah.
100%. I knocked on a few doors in my ADT business, and I will tell you, it was not fun. No. But coming to B&I was fun.
Yeah. Look, I get it. I mean, I started B&I because of that. A lot of people don't know this, and I think I mentioned it in a podcast many years ago. But one of my initial clients, I was hired to train a marketing department how to cold call.
I remember that.
I know how to cold call. Mm-hmm. I did it long enough to know I don't want to ever have to do it again for the rest of my life. Does it work? Yeah, it can work. Although I think it's getting harder. It's just, I didn't find it as fun. And I think if someone finds it fun, they have an emotional issue.
They do. They're sick.
There's something wrong.
Yeah.
Any closing thoughts, Shirley, on the time and money aspect?
No, I think that when we're talking to visitors and we want them to be a part of our network, we just have to be very upfront with them about those two things. And if we do that, you know, I think that we can definitely get them in our room and they can be the best referral that you could give to your chapter.
And I think it's good to set expectations too and say it's not a get-rich-quick scheme. It's about building relationships. So it's going to take time, but that time pays off over time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very well said.
Shirley, thanks for being back on B&I Podcast. I appreciate it. And your region and website is bniofmidlands.com, bniofmidlands.com. Thank you so much, Shirley. I appreciate you.
Thank you so much. It's good to talk to you.
Over to you, Priscilla.
Okay, that's great. Thank you both. That was great information. This podcast is sponsored by MeisnerAudioPrograms.com. These audio programs will provide you with the tools and the inspiration to powerfully enhance your B&I experience and help you boost your business. So check out the great material available to you at MeisnerAudioPrograms.com and use the promo code IVAN50 for 50% off of all the audio programs. And all of the proceeds are going to go to the B&I Foundation. Thank you so much for listening. This is Priscilla Rice, and we look forward to having you join us again next week for another exciting episode of the official B&I Podcast.